Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As the king scanned the bevy of beauties gathered for his appraisal at his winter palace in Shushan, Susa, one young lady stood out from the crowd. Quote, "Now the young woman pleased him, and she obtained his favor." Esther 2:9. What was her name? The text reads, quote, "Hadassah," that is, Esther, verse 7. Hadassah, meaning myrtle, was her Hebrew name. Esther, of Persian derivation, means a star. She certainly was. We don't know who changed her name or when, but it certainly disguised her heritage. And, quote, "Esther had not revealed her people or family, for Mordecai had charged her not to reveal it," verse 10. Haggai, custodian of the women, quote, "readily gave beauty preparations to her, besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidservants were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidservants to the best place in the house of the women," verse 9. Meanwhile, quote, "every day Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn of Esther's welfare and what was happening to her," verse 11. How fatherly! For 12 months, the women were put through a beauty regimen, quote, "6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with perfumes and preparations for beautifying women," verse 12. As I heard one man advise his wife on her visit to the beauty parlor, "take all the time you need and don't spare the expense." One by one, they were paraded before the king. Quote, "Now when the turn came for Esther to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai advised," verse 15. And the result? Quote, "The king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight, more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti," verse 17. What a story! And this is just the intro.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.